As the Bible says, when you do it to these my brothers, you do it to me. She gladly accepted the building, and within 24 hours she had brought her first patients here. To begin with, she had a bad time. People thought she was using the place to convert the Hindus to Christianity. They threw stones at her and tried to drive her away. Then, one day, she saw a crowd on the pavement outside the temple. In the middle was a man dying in the gutter. He had a dreadful illness called cholera, and no one would touch him. Mother Teresa herself picked him up and took him to her home, where he died peacefully. He had been a priest in the Hindu temple. She had no more trouble after that. People thought that, as she cared for one of their priests, she must be a good woman. She called this place Nirmal Hriday, which means place of the pure heart. Now it is full of people who have been brought in off the streets. Outside, it is a plain, ugly building of grey stone. Inside, a soft light shines on the rows of the patients as the sisters move quietly among the sick, feeding and caring for them. It is a very peaceful place. The picture shows some families make their homes in segments of a pipeline, with people sleeping with inside rows of pipes. Mother Teresa and her sisters have taken in many thousands of people off the streets. Half of them die quite soon afterwards, but Mother Teresa is content that they die peacefully. She does not see suffering and death as a sad event. She calls it going home. What these poor people need even more than food and shelter is to be wanted, she says. They understand that even if they have only a few hours left to live, they are loved. However dirty and sick they are, someone cares for them. Some of the patients do recover, and those that are well enough to work are helped to find jobs. The Sisters of Charity. In 1950, Mother Teresa's sisters were formed into an organization called the Missionaries of Charity. They were so named because they loved and cared for those in need. A mother house was founded at the same time, and this became the headquarters of the Missionaries of Charity. Mother Teresa now had many people helping her, including doctors and nurses. When people heard about the wonderful work she was doing, they wanted to help. They gave her money to buy food and medicines for her patients. Although she is glad when young girls want to join her, she always makes sure that they understand what a hard life it will be. It needs courage and unselfishness to look after these poor, helpless people. Many of the girls who join come from rich homes and are quite unused to this sort of work. The training is long and difficult, but Mother Teresa is patient with them. She understands because she too was once a novice. For the first 6 months, the novices watch the sisters at work and help in small ways. This gives them time to decide if it really is the work for them. They have not yet taken their final vows, and there is still time for them to change their minds. Mother Teresa believes that they can only truly understand to help the poor by being like them. The picture shows Nirmal Hriday, Mother Teresa's first home for the dying. So her sisters live in the same way as the people they serve. They eat the same food. They wear only the simple white saris bordered with blue. They do not have fans to cool the air or use anything to add comfort to their lives. They worship and pray within the sound of roaring traffic. They are taught never to spare themselves. In spite of the hardships, very few of the sisters want to leave. Their work is their way of showing their love for Christ, and they want to give the best they can. They are naturally joyful because they have found the secret of happiness lies in helping others. Today, there is medicine to cure all kinds of disease, but being unwanted is the worst thing that can happen to a human being. The sisters, with their willing hands and loving hearts, can prevent this happening. The day begins for them at 4:30 in the morning. First, they meet for prayers to draw strength for the day's work ahead of them. Then they have their first meal. They clean the house and they do the washing before they go out to work. Each one of them has a shining bucket. This and their simple clothes are the only things they own. In one of the classrooms, a nun is teaching the novices. They listen carefully as she speaks to them. Let the poor use you. Be kind and merciful. Let no one ever come to you without going away better and happier. Let there be kindness in your face, kindness in your eyes, kindness in your smile, kindness in your warm greeting. In each suffering person, you can see Jesus. The picture shows Mother Teresa distributing food. The novices also have to pass tests on the kind of work they will do in their schools and clinics. Meanwhile, the sisters set off for their duties outside the home. Some go to the home for the dying, some to the children's homes, others work at leprosy clinics or give out medicines. Hot food is prepared. It is taken out to the streets and given to starving people. Thousands are fed each day. There are well over 2,000 sisters. They have to be prepared to go wherever they are sent. For some time, Mother Teresa felt that there was a great need for men to help with the work. There were some jobs that they could do better than women, especially with boys and young men. She went to the Archbishop of Calcutta, and in 1963, he blessed the beginnings of a new group, the Missionary Brothers of Charity. Mother Teresa found just the right person to put in charge of them. He was Father Andrew, a priest who came from Australia. Now there are over 350 brothers. They have opened homes for mentally and physically handicapped people and run schools, youth centres and health clinics. Children's homes. There are more than 50 homes for children who have no family to look after them. Their parents might have died or left them because they had no money to buy food. In these homes, called Shishu Bhavan, there are babies that have been picked up from the pavements, left on doorsteps, or outside police posts. Some have been found in drains or rubbish dumps. Or they might have come from hospitals. Mother Teresa has said that she wants all unwanted babies. There are so many babies in her homes that they sleep three in a cot. But Mother Teresa always finds a place for more infants. Many of them die, but others, with loving care, survive. Homes are found for nearly all of them. Many go to Indian couples who have no children of their own. Others are adopted by families outside India. Some of the older children who cannot walk properly go to France to be looked after. The French people asked if they could be allowed to help in this way. This is because they have found a cure for these lame children. The children for whom no suitable homes can be found stay with Mother Teresa until they marry and have homes of their own. Whatever the reason, Mother Teresa never refuses a child a place. Somehow, there is always one more bed, she says happily. Caring for people with leprosy. Leprosy is a widespread disease in hot countries. There are over 4 million people in India suffering from it. It is usually caught by living for a long time with someone who already has got the disease. Some people are very afraid of catching it. They will sometimes turn a relative out of his own home if they think he has leprosy. The disease often begins with a loss of feeling when the nerves die. If a sufferer cuts himself, he cannot feel it. As a result, the cut can easily be poisoned and become a serious wound. This can affect the bones and even lead to loss of limbs. In other cases, lumps form on the sufferer's head, often affecting his nose and ears. They make him look very ugly. These days, however, leprosy sufferers can be completely cured if treated in time. They are able to lead normal lives and even to work for their own living. Mother Teresa first started a leprosy clinic about 20 years ago on a piece of land close to the railway lines. It was a dangerous area, and some of the lame people were involved in accidents with the passing trains. But the land was hard to find, and Mother Teresa was glad to have a place to bring her first 5 leprosy patients. Their numbers quickly grew. Then, just when she needed him, a doctor came to her and offered his services. His name was Dr. Sen, and he was a specialist in leprosy work. He took charge of the clinic and trained sisters to look after these patients. Now